Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jo Yule. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Wednesday, the 28th of October. Never mind Mars, now all eyes are on Saturn, and specifically its frozen moon, Titan, where a mega telescope has discovered what scientists are describing as a weird new molecule that could sustain life there. The discovery of cyclopropenylidene was made using a radio telescope in northern Chile and forms an extremely rare combination of carbon and hydrogen. NASA said that the findings could be a precursor to more complex compounds that could form or feed possible life on Titan. It comes as preparations are being made to send a spacecraft resembling a child's wooden sledge to Titan to make further investigations, which is due to blast off on the seven-year flight in 2027. The rotorcopter has an onboard generator and gamma-ray sensor to detect elements and oxygen in ice, which are analyzed by laser and a tiny oven via an onboard lab. Donald Trump's attempts to stamp out TikTok stateside are not working. In fact, the social media app is now looking to expand. They're now on the hunt to tie up with online retailer Shopify to help businesses advertise through video. A spokesperson has revealed they also have plans to add to their workforce in America, taking on around 3,000 extra engineers over the next 3 years. Now, for decades, we haven't questioned which search engine to use, as Google has ruled the roost online. But Apple are all set to step in and see if they can grab their slice of the action with a brand new search tool of their own. They're working hard to develop their own search technology after US antitrust authorities stepped in to warn Google they can't continue with their monopoly tactics. Already, some changes have come in, with the latest iPhone operating system beginning to give its own search results and link directly to websites when users type queries from the home screen. From today, Game of Thrones fans will get the chance to play a computer game where the main character is a real, controllable person.
He's trapped in this forgotten floating prison out in the middle of the ocean, and Ewan has to escape the prison, but there's another prisoner there who happens to be the arch enemy of the Kraken. His name is the Balthazoid. The Balthazoid was once a hero. The Kraken messed him up real bad, threw him in this floating prison to rot. But the Balthazoid is not having that. He's in hunter-killer mode. And Ewan needs to use his wits, his dexterity, and of course he needs a brave kind of puppeteer to navigate him through this maze and get to the exit to safety.
That's game writer John Zahelin, who has penned some of the world's biggest games, including GTA and Red Dead Redemption titles. This time, his horror title Screamfest 4, The Kraken's Revenge, will give players 10 minutes to instruct Ewan Rheon, the actor who played evil Ramsay Bolton in the medieval fantasy series. Players can sign up for a limited number of slots to play the horror game until Friday, the day before Halloween. Now, if you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, please do hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Experts say tens of thousands of people are self-isolating needlessly, and with plans afoot to test 10 million people a day for COVID-19, this could only get worse. Operation Moonshot will reportedly see the increased levels of testing implemented soon at a cost of £100 billion. But academics feel under the plans, around 10,000 people could receive a false positive each day, which results in unnecessary isolation and hardship for these people and their contacts. If you've been feeling lonelier during the pandemic, well, you're not alone. A third of respondents to a survey by Snapchat said they felt social distancing measures have made them feel more isolated from loved ones. The social network said its questionnaires of 30,000 people in 16 countries revealed that 88% of them said they'd lost touch with their friends. We asked Dr. Gillian Sandstrom, senior lecturer in psychology at the University of Essex, how digital communication can help us feel a little closer when it's so hard to meet in real life right now.
You know, especially since our ability to see people in person and connect in real life, as you will, is limited because of the pandemic. Digital is an alternative way that we can connect with people. I mean, it offers many of the same benefits. You know, it's not perfect. It does miss on some things, like we can't touch. We can't, you know, it's harder maybe to read people's body language when we're connecting digitally. But on the other hand, it has lots of advantages because, you know, it's still, we can still see the other person, and that makes a huge difference over just being able to hear them. Even the briefest check-in, just to say hi, that you're thinking of someone, can make a difference, can really make someone's day.
Now, researchers have found it's not just humans who remember a friendly face years after going our separate ways. Gorillas are acting just the same. Our primate cousins were found to be cordial with each other even after being split up in the mountains for more than a decade. That's according to research by the Dian Fossey Gorilla Fund and University of Exeter. They say gorillas remember friendships over time and are less aggressive to old friends, even if they've not seen them for years. And finally, what could possibly go wrong? Hookup app Tinder is rolling out one-to-one video calling for its users after a boom in online dating during lockdown. The free face-to-face feature will only be enabled if both participants want it. And if one clicks the video icon, the other person will not be alerted. Tinder, which faces increasing security over claims of abuse and stalking through the app, say the new video service will put safety first. You're up to date. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow from 1 o'clock. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And do come back at 4 o'clock for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.